Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you so much for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want to help you come into alignment with the God-given gifts. I want you to unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, on this Listen Bitch podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, you guys? Brandon Lynette here, coming to you from my cozy little office on this lovely, I believe for me, this is Tuesday. So I'm checking in with you guys on hump day. I'm not getting a lot of feedback on my guest episodes. So I need that from you guys. If this is something that you're giving a thumbs down to, I want to know. My numbers seem pretty legit, but I don't know if that's because, the people that are on the podcast are sharing with their friends. Or what's happening because I haven't had feedback. So I definitely need you guys to chime in. That is part of the pay to play process in the Listen Bitch podcast. You're not listening to endless amounts of commercials, not yet anyway, but I could use a sponsor if you know anybody, you guys. Okay. And I just messaged my Egyptian today. We're getting a link set up so I can take donations. That means if you got some value from this, then you can throw a couple bucks to my account where I will splurge it all on my matcha chai tea habits or possibly, my weekly stroll into Ulta. Who knows? But yeah, anyway, it'll help pay for costs one way or another when it comes to what I'm putting in to have the podcast up. I need your reviews. I need you to follow. I need you to subscribe. And I need you to share this with your friends. Tell a friend, tell everybody. Okay. I know you're getting value from this because you keep coming back. And I'm very thankful for that. So all I'm asking is for you to pay the entry fee, which is share and leave your review. And like I said, stars suck. I know everyone told me that Spotify is not allowing them to leave reviews. So you've got to go to the Apple Podcast to leave a written review. That's the meat and potatoes for me. Okay. So today, I think we're going to talk about just ways to enhance your quality of life. And we'll kind of talk about some things that keep us from really leaning into, our struggle when it comes to why we don't take those steps every single day to really just enhance our life. Like we choose stagnation. If we're not actively seeking improvement and growth, that's why you start to feel like you're stuck in a rut and you keep repeating those same patterns and behaviors without progress. And then once you start putting yourself in this rut, it's easy to fall into the entire, death trap of ruminating on bullshit that's not going to help you. And this is going to cause a decline in not just your mental health, but your physical health. Neglecting those self-care and healthy habits, it leads to just your brain deteriorates. And if you're not feeling good, if your brain is not processing things right, your heart is not in alignment with your brain, your body starts to get sick as well. And this is where we take that risk for like chronic diseases, mental health issues, and just literally an overall poor quality of life. If you're not going to take the choice to enhance the quality of your life, you're going to miss opportunities left and right. And these are the opportunities that are going to, expand your personal and professional growth. It's going to be the part of your life where you find that fulfillment, the happiness, the joy. It expands your relationships. And then you start to have regret. And what regret does is that hole that you dug already with just being stagnant and not seeking improvement and getting stuck in the rut. So you're digging this hole, you're digging this hole. Regret is you literally just throwing dirt on yourself in the fucking hole. That's it. That's what you're doing. And you're going to look back and regret the opportunities that you didn't seize. And I promise you have them, they're there. They are there, especially if you are praying. I promise you that God is listening. And it's not going to come in the form you think, because we think that because he's God, that we should ask one time and all of the miracles should be placed right in front of us, right? But that's not it. We don't just give our kids everything, because they end up being spoiled fucking brats who have no self-respect, nor respect for anybody around them. And I know you guys know someone like that, where their parents gave them everything and they're just in their own little world. And that's just not what we do, right? We want our kids to learn the lesson. And that's exactly what God does for us. So whatever you're praying for, I promise the opportunities to grow through that are being presented to you. I laughed out loud today because one of my mentors that I follow, she, you know, is talking about how she has been going through the lesson of patience for like over a year. I need to have her on this podcast too. She's been going through this process of patience. And she's like, I don't know what's happening, but today was the absolute worst. I'm praying for patience and I'm just being tested, and she's about to lose it, right? And we all feel like that. But that's what happens when you pray for patience. You're going to get sent a million scenarios to practice that patience until it is not a thought anymore, until it is automatically programmed that you can exercise patience, where you're not feeling reactive. You're not, you know, freaking out. And that's anybody that has that issue with control. And I think to some level we all do, but if you're still continually trying to control everything outside of yourself, that dirt that you're burying yourself with on top of regret, you're just adding another mound of problems there because you're chasing your tail. If you're not going to actively pursue things and experiences that bring joy, then this is where you start to feel like life is mundane. It's unfulfilling. You're going to strain your relationships, because if you are neglecting your personal development and self-improvement, you're going to struggle with communication, expectation, empathy, connection, all of that. You are literally diminishing your sense of well-being. And I know that it's hard to step into that mindset of, okay, I'm going to do this, right? Because what happens is you're in your comfort zone. And it's natural. It's a natural response for us to resist change because you're so comfortable in the current situation, even if it's not ideal. Stepping out of the comfort zone, I know it's intimidating, but it does require you to face some uncertainty. Again, here come my control freaks. You can't deal with that uncertainty. You're freaking out. I suggest listening to Microdose Monday. Shameless plug, because absolutely psilocybin has given me that opportunity to not be reactive. I don't have a desire to control everything. I don't. I know that I'm my responsibility. My happiness is my responsibility. My reactions, my responsibility. I don't blame the kids because I'm freaking out. You know, I don't blame me freaking out on any circumstance outside of what I can control. Another reason people really stay where they are is because of that fear of failure or the fear of success. And you're the only person that can figure out which side of that you're on, because trying something new or making that significant change, it triggers that fear of failure or rejection. And a lot of times this is something that paralyzes people, and it's going to prevent you from taking action. Lack of motivation. I think motivation is a cruel mistress. I don't think it's really a solid part of life, but there needs to be an idea or a desire or a drive to get you out of bed every day. And it can be small. You know, I think it's toxic when it's literally being forced down your throat to, you know, dream big dreams that scare the shit out of you. Like, not everybody is there yet. And I say dream big, okay? Because I know a lot of you bitches are with me and you're ready and you're just coasting. I know, because I'm doing the same thing, right? So I can call you guys there, but I guarantee there's someone listening today that isn't even little baby dreaming. Like, there's no dream at all. Just waking up, doing the same shit over, and you're just like, whatever. Got to find something that motivates you. You've got to find that clear understanding of why change is necessary or meaningful. Otherwise, you never find the drive to take action. And I think that is what I want for this podcast the most, is I want it to be something that drives people to take action. I want to chat with you every day to help you realize that whatever situation you're in, it's not making you special. You have the same opportunities. Everybody's in the arena. Like, we're all going through shit, okay? I just want you to feel that. And I want you to understand that you're not alone. And that means it's possible. I've been there and I can still make the choice every day to wake up and want to improve my quality of life. You can do this too. And then we get into overwhelm. You know, it's we've got to take things slow. You got to slow down to speed up and break your goals down into little tiny steps. Just one little thing at a time. Maybe you've been in bed for a few weeks and your house is a disaster. Do one thing. You know, I'm having that day. I fucked up 75 hard. So I had about 12 days off. And it's hard to get started again, even with just a 12 day break. Okay. It feels like it's been a year. I got started today and like I came home and I was just like, holy shit, I'm done. And I had a lot of stuff to do, you guys. I'm kind of thankful we had a really crazy storm here. So that kept us housebound where I could just relax. Like I am just not even beating myself up, hanging out with the babies, watching movies. Is there a bunch to do around me? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I sit here and beat myself up with overwhelm and guilt about all the things you could be doing? I could do that, but that's not going to make me any more productive. In fact, that's just going to stall any progress I take because it's going to make me fucking tired, you know, just thinking about what I have to do. And if you're sitting there thinking about what you have to do, you're going to be exhausted one thing at a time. Get up and go wash the dishes for 5 minutes and literally just set a timer. I do this to myself. Like if I've had a really, really long day, the kitchen is the last thing that gets done because I like it to be, you know, the cleanest when I wake up, the kitchen and the living room. Okay. In between kids, they have a little bit of free reign in a lot of other rooms, but those two places, I love to wake up and it's all in place. So those are the last things I do at night. And sometimes I'm too exhausted even just to do that. Right. And I tell myself, okay, 10 minutes, see how much you can get done. Every single time I do that, I end up doing everything because I start feeling good that I'm actually making a dent in the crazy, right? That feels good to me. And then the days I don't get that far, that's fine. It's fine. I'm not, you know, don't be unreasonable with yourself. It is just small things to enhance your quality of life. We drown ourselves in those negative self-beliefs, that self-talk, the limitations that we put on ourselves. This is all undermining your confidence and your self-esteem. It makes it hard to believe in your ability to change. You're defeating yourself with how you talk to yourself. And not having support is a struggle. And I'm going to tell you guys, you'll never get it from the people you think you should get it. Like my family, I'm telling you, my family are my biggest haters. It doesn't matter what I dream about, what I say. I mean, they're my biggest haters. I could never take it serious. And then when I first started my self-improvement journey, when I first started really working with other women in this space, I really had a lot of, you know, self-doubt because I'm like, my family doesn't even listen to me. And now that I am reading the Bible, I realize like Jesus makes it very clear. Your family is the last place that you're going to get support. It's just like that. He couldn't preach at his churches at home. He couldn't talk to his family. They never took him serious. And we are like him. We are walking this journey of self-discovery on a committed journey to getting to that forever kingdom, making the best experience of this human life that we're choosing. Family's not going to support you like you think. So you need to find support from anything outside of your family. Find a community, find a coach, find, you know, whatever it takes so that you're not isolating yourself and you're not feeling lonely. And you got to prioritize, you know, shit that's happening. And that's, I think that's kind of where I'm at right now is like, there's competing demands and responsibilities in my life. And so instead of overwhelming myself today, I just kind of made some choices and I cut off the things that were not the most important, right? College girls moved home. Everything's a disaster. One of the rooms in my house, like you literally, there's a path. There's a tiny path. Can't even open my front door because there's just college girl shit everywhere. Okay. And so I know it ended up on the bottom of my list. Other things took priority in that. So you've got to put your self-care and your personal development at the front runner. I know getting to the gym, doing my 2-a-day workouts, that was important to me. I had 2 45-minute workouts to do. That took priority. And then, you know, just what I need for myself takes a priority, even if that means like taking a beat. But you have to want to overcome these internal and external barriers. This is literally how we cultivate resilience. I wasn't born with it, baby. I wasn't born with it. I have to practice this. And you have to commit to that continuous, you know, idea of growth and self-development. You have to prioritize self-care. Make time for shit that nourishes your mind, your body, and your soul. Exercise, that's a big one. That's a big one. And I know because it brought a lot of life back to me, as dead as I am, as tired as I am. Oh my God, it's disgusting to say. I love working out. I do. I love how I feel at the end. I hate the sweating. I hate a lot of the process, but I really, it's a love hate. I love it. I love how I felt good. I got in some really super peaceful time with God, just getting to meditate in his love. And doing all of that today made it really easy to choose healthy food, to prioritize, you know, drinking my water and doing the things like it. That's it. You've got to make it a priority. Cultivating positive relationships. Again, you've got to find the people that are going to uplift you. Invest time into nurturing these relationships. Practice that gratitude. When is the last time you just sat in gratitude of just like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you? I mean, baby, we are in the arena. Okay. Life is challenging. Life is sometimes heartbreaking, but it can still be really, really great. Even on my worst days, there is a point in my day where something really awesome happens. And I'm just like, thank God I'm here. Thank God I'm here. I had a shitty week last week, but there are some moments that stick out where I'm just like, thank God I'm here. I'm having a great time. This is really great. So while you're working your way through struggles, okay, and by struggles, I mean in the fucking arena, while you're living this life, what can you do to really ensure that you live a high quality existence? Something that is important, and again, is really influenced by my relationship with psilocybin, is to take your time. Like, everybody is so rushed that they're not stopping to enjoy the moment. Allow yourself a proper period of time to complete a task. And I tell you guys, like, there is really a lot of truth in how you breathe. How you breathe air into your body matters. Breathing through your mouth it's not the best, okay? It's not the best. You need to learn to breathe in through your nose. That's how you need to slow your day down. Is set a little timer like every 2 hours, okay? For 2 minutes, I want you to breathe in through your nose mindfully and just kind of be in that moment. Be in that moment. Really focus and concentrate on living consciously. If you keep living in this moment, you stay connected to what you're doing, okay? And if you can stay connected to what you're doing, your body can't reel in anxiety. It just doesn't. Because you're not worried about what's coming or what you have to do next. You're literally just folding laundry. You're just folding laundry. Do the best job you can. Stay there. Stay on task. Same thing with coloring with my kids. I know there's a lot of things going on, and I love that moment where I'm just staying in that moment with them. And I take it serious, y'all. I get down on some coloring. I slow the world down and I just do silly things in the moment. You have to enjoy being in the moment, being conscious in the moment. If you can truly experience everything you go through, this is where you're finding that fulfillment, and you stop trying to look outside for everything around you to fill you up. Spend time doing what you love. Even if that means you're going to stay in bed an extra 15 minutes because your naked cat wants cuddles, okay? Yes, my raw chickens are a priority. And yes, if she's on my lap, I will not move. I don't care if the house is on fire. I will stay in one spot. And my cat lovers know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, yes, I get it. I get it. For some reason, I don't care if the dog's on me. I'm like, all right, boy, get up. Get up. I love him. Like, I love Bodie Boy. But when I'm done, I'm done. The cats, I'm at their mercy. I think it's because the dog always is excited for cuddles, and cats are very like, okay, you could pet me now. So when you get that time, you just cherish it. You cherish it. But you've got to figure out ways to find like an hour a day to work on your favorite hobby, to do something that you love. And when you do what you love, you start to feel content. Imagine that. And put time aside to spend with people that you love, people that are going to make you laugh, people that you have a great time with. Make those plans. Be honest about your social life, right? Stop trying to spend time with people that you don't enjoy spending time with. You think you just have to. You're not obligated to hang out with anyone, and we're not living a life where we're worried about hurting people's feelings. We're prioritizing our self-care. And you can break off plans and commitments and even friend social groups without big drama. Take yourself out of the equation just peacefully, politely, like, hey, y'all, I'm focusing on a different direction. I love you. Let's keep in touch, but I'm not going to be hanging out for a while. Whatever that looks like for you. Be around the people that bring you the most joy. Develop a passion for your work. What are you doing? Find passion in what you're doing. If you can get paid while you're doing something that brings you happiness and keeps your interest, that is icing on the cake. Icing on the cake. You get to choose to live whatever type of life you want. That's it. All I'm here to do is to help you find that quality, to find that peace, to find that comfort, because literally your dream life can be yours. And if you want more help on that, my publisher messaged me. We've got a special running on my Kindle book. I'm sending that link out in an email tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? Wednesday or Thursday, okay? BrandonLynette.com. You sign up for emails. Make sure you subscribe. And I'm going to send out the link, that discount link. So you can, if you have my books, cool. You can send this up to all the moms you know, okay? You can send out quite a few because it is literally $2.99. It's a great Mother's Day gift. So stock up, go crazy. Get everybody you love a version of my book, okay? It's on sale, I think, through Mother's Day is the plan. I need to go through emails and double check, but for now, make sure you stay subscribed. I'll send that link, the live link for the discount in Messenger, or I mean in my messages, not Messenger, geez. And I think that's it. Listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be and own your shit. Be brave as you step into your potential. Until next time, love yourself in this present moment wherever you are. Okay. Brandon Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.